Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, it is the 8th day of July, 2008. Former head of policy department of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan will be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today under Paul Craig Roberts. We also have the folks with the Ron Paul March coming on to plug that briefly in the second hour. I have a ton of news and information to cover today from around the world. But I do want to tell people that comment on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the articles that you should know that the federal government watches my websites very, very closely. Okay? In fact, the federal marshals and the protective detail for the State Department at Bilderberg admitted they were watching the sites, and when people would go on there and even make veiled threats, they would get visits. I have the Secret Service right out my window again inside my office right now for the second time because people are idiots and go on there and make threats against John McCain and Barack Obama, who are complete puppets and run nothing and have no power. And then you idiots freak out when the Secret Service comes and gets the IP and then comes after you. Okay? I'm going to tell the morons again that go on the message board, that go on the comments on the pages. You know, we give you free speech. We don't censor what you do. And then you go on there and you abuse it and call for killing people. And then I get the Secret Service visits. And obviously, it is selectively enforced because there are thousands of threats all over YouTube, Google, MySpace. But it's not the Secret Service selectively enforcing it. It's that other feds and other little tattletale squads are watching my websites. And so you're very foolish if you go on there and make threats against the president or anyone running for the presidency. I'll never forget the first time this happened, just with emails and letters that mixed my name up with it. A guy in Tennessee said he was going to go after Bush and was going to shoot him, and the Secret Service went and arrested the guy, and last time I checked, he's still in prison. Turned out he was a complete lunatic and had a bunch of weapons and may have been planning something. I mean, this goes on and on and on. You are not going to hurt the global corporations and this whole global crime syndicate by these little threats towards their minions and their pimps and their nobodies. These presidents are nobodies. The senators are nobodies. They're all owned by the Fortune 100. Now, I'm going to leave it at that, but I barely got on air today because the Secret Service showed up 2 minutes before I went on air. I am sick of it. In fact, I want to notice somewhere on the message board and on the comments that, it's just going to continue. It is I thought it was provocateurs. But it's not just provocateurs. It's idiots doing it, and then they squeal bloody murder. One guy was in there threatening stuff about flying airplanes into the Barack Obama debate with Hillary here a few months ago. I mean, what do you expect then? And the guy squealing from Michigan, going back on the message board saying, why is the Secret Service here? Hey, you are the ones that are doing that. You are the ones that are acting like complete morons. This is serious, folks. The New World Order is real. Threatening the president is real. Threatening Barack Obama is real. Threatening John McCain is real. Threatening Hillary Clinton is real. This isn't a game. This isn't you there with your armchair commandos sitting there at your message boards playing games and trying. And by the way, we've caught people with the same ISP making threats and then bitching about it under another name five or six comments above. And so I think, in a way, it's kind of funny that you provocateurs are the ones that are getting in trouble. We're not the ones that are going to get in trouble for this. Okay, so you're idiots. I got to go out here during this three-minute break and talk to the Secret Service some more, and then I'm going to come back in here and try to cover the news today. But it is really getting bad. We've got to, I guess, ban keywords or something. But then if we do that, they'll bitch and complain and say it's censorship. Oh, Alex won't let us threaten to kill politicians running for president. Oh, Alex is bad. Alex is censoring us. Alex doesn't want the Secret Service to come to knock down our doors. Oh, he's so bad. Oh, my God. He won't let us threaten to fly airplanes into buildings. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we have a big radio show lined up for you today. Here are some of the news headlines that I have in front of me. One that I never got to yesterday that I want to cover later in the hour in detail. New cars in California must display global warming score. And then that will be used basically like Jews having to wear yellow stars in Germany as a way for you to socially be ostracized, demonized, and then they're going to start taxing you for things that, quote, have a bigger carbon footprint. That is their stated goal. We'll be going over that. Also, David DeRothschild, who we got on the show last year, who's in Endgame, has put out a Nickelodeon program basically demonizing human life and humans. We also have that Australian TV show and website that was describing humans as evil demons that basically need to die. Also, a story out of the Salt Lake City Tribune, similarities between 1929 and 2008 are terrifying. I want to go over that financial news. Also, another report here, financial market losses could top $1,600 billion. Another one, intervention will not stop dollar slide. That's a story out of the Asia Times. Then I have another important report here. World stocks at 21-month low as banks plunge, continuing to plunge as gold and every other major commodity spikes. Science fiction-like weapons on tap for political conventions. This from Raw Story. I've pretty much decided to go cover the DNC because they're going to have microwave guns and sound weapons and provocateurs out there So I'm going to be there covering that. I'm almost 100%. I just decided this morning. I've got to work a few things out, but I'm about 100%. I'm going to that. Also, Fed plans new rules to protect future home buyers. That means more power for the private banks, basically, is what it means. And just a lot of other news here, like Iran says would strike Israel, U.S. Navy if attacked. We also have Drudge reporting here. The congressional approval rating falls to single digits for first time ever in history. They now have a less than 10% approval rating, showing the government has lost all credibility and is completely bankrupt, basically. Philly tour guides file First Amendment lawsuit. They're not allowed to walk around on major city streets leading people on tours, or they're not allowed to talk. Total violation of the First Amendment. So we'll be covering that as well. The first thing I want to cover is out of the Courier Mail out of Australia. They also, now like most big papers, are doing their own TV reports. And I want to play this TV report and then break down the full ramifications of this. Now, the U.S., British, German soldiers, and others were sprayed with lethal nerve gas thousands of times. What we know is that hundreds died, but that's in just a few of the declassified reports. The details have remained classified. They would have U.S., British troops march into chambers. These were people who were told to volunteer. They would get a few days off, that it was just a harmless test of the flu. They were hit with sarin and VX nerve gas and murdered by the U.S. and British governments. So now, understand, this is your government. But the point is, it's back in the news now that Australia said no when they wanted to spray 200 Australian troops with this. Here is the report.
It's been revealed the US military planned to test deadly nerve gas on Australian soldiers during the Cold War. Newly declassified files show that America was strongly pushing then Prime Minister Harold Holt to allow the tests.
Is it your view that if Australia had gone ahead with it, it was probably illegal?
Oh, it was, in international law terms, it certainly was.
Well, and that's why they were covering it up.
Yes.
The top secret plan involved allowing 200, mainly Australian combat troops, to be air-bombed and sprayed with the chemical weapons.
Now, they just calmly report that, oh, they were going to spray deadly nerve gas on Australian troops. The U.S. government wanted them to, but the Australians said no. Well, if you go look up Project Shad and other programs and programs at Porton Down, and we've had the people on who were sprayed and are dying of cancer now, who had buddies that died at the time of the events, because they did it in different dosages, and they would tell the families, oh, your son just died of natural causes of the flu, and then they would dissect their body. Now, this is what they think of the military. This is what the government thinks of the people that work for it. Now, again, the entire government is not corrupt and evil. It is those at the higher levels that engage in these type of things, and it feeds into every issue, every facet of society, this mindset that our lives are completely worthless. Now, the real reason that governments kill their own police and military and citizens is to test cadres of doctors and scientists and other military personnel to see who will follow orders, and then they use those that will follow orders to create larger organizations, larger cadres of sociopaths who believe the end justifies the means. Let's play that clip again, and then I'm going to pause it during each little segment and make comments. Here it is.
It's been revealed the U.S. military planned to test deadly nerve gas on Australian soldiers during the Cold War. Newly declassified files show that America was strongly pushing then-Prime Minister Harold Holt to allow the tests.
Is it your view that if Australia had gone ahead with it, it was probably illegal?
All right, pause. If Australia would have gone ahead with it, it was probably illegal to make men stand out in the woods, in a forest, and fly over and spray them. Now, this is what they did all over the U.S., all over Canada, all over England, all over Germany. France refused. And they would fly over in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, last time any of this was declassified, and they would spray ships off the Hawaiian Islands. People would die. They would tell part of the ship, wear gas mask. The other part of the ship, don't wear a gas mask. The other, another section of the ship, just wear a cloth mask over your face. They would spray radiation on them. They would spray biologicals on them. And it's thousands of pages are declassified on this. And they're back that up a few seconds. And here they are whitewashing all of this. Here they are whitewashing all of this saying that it might be illegal. See, so this really conditions everybody to accept it. Now let me give you the full facts here. It's an Endgame. We spend about 15 minutes of the 2-hour, 25-minute film. We spend that amount of time going over mainstream news articles and government declassified documents, Energy Department, Department of Defense, you name it, where they would march thousands of U.S. Foster children, some mentally retarded, some not. They always start the program with retarded children saying, well, they're not worth anything, so what? It's for the greater good. And they move on to the healthy children, children with nothing wrong with them. Predominantly, it was white children in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they moved on to Native Americans, and then blacks are now their favorite. Because back in the 40s and 50s, they didn't have really a social services system that had control of the blacks. The blacks would actually, in their communities, would fight to the death if anyone tried to take their children for experiments. But now, under the Great Society, they've been domesticated like everybody else and are now the favorite to be fed upon and to be harvested for medical experimentation and murder. And that's in, again, New York Daily News and other publications. They take black children, test pesticides on them until they die. And for those questioning, just look it up. It's all mainstream news telling you generally that it's okay and saying, well, maybe it's all right, maybe it's illegal, but it's for a greater good, kind of like the newscast you just heard. And they would take the children and put them in a radiation chamber. Some they would kill on the spot. The radiation beams were so powerful. Others would die a week later, others a month later, others years later, others today. Then the U.S., some of it came out in the 60s and the 50s, so they went ahead and paid Israel. They're ready at 110,000 of their children, Google, the ringworm children. They would say you're going to a dental appointment or you're going to have fungus burned off of you. And then they would irradiate their brains, killing many of them on the spot, others dying in the months and years to come. And so it's not just the troops. And then we have articles about how every square inch of England from Scotland to Cornwall to Ireland has been sprayed. The bubonic plague has been dropped on cities. Bioweapons have been dropped on cities. They then have military doctors in plain clothes in the local hospitals as the people come in and are dead and dying to cover up and say this is what they died of. They tell the local doctors national security. That also then covertly federalizes local police, military, and constabulary and doctors and then makes them part of the lie to carry out further operations. Now the U.S.-based Sunshine Project got declassified in 2000, that here in Austin, Texas, is where they first exposed it, but it's all over the country. There are military hangars waiting with helicopters that are maintenanced and kept up, that have opiate gases to knock out whole cities, and then we have internal sources, that's what's declassified, that they also have sarin and VX to kill entire U.S. cities. Now, I just played you mainstream Australian newspaper report. Doing their own TV report. You can pull up thousands of these reports. You can find out that from the New York subway, I use one of the more famous examples. Most of you have heard of this. For some reason, this is the one they always talk about. 1968, they release a lethal bio agent. That remains classified what it was. Deaths resulted. The number of deaths remains classified. They put medical personnel in the local hospitals, military personnel to cover up what was happening and to witness the experiment. And men, women, and children on the subways were murdered by the U.S. government. Now they're telling us, give up all of our rights, give up all of our liberties, because the government is going to keep us safe from terrorists who are planning to go after subways, planning to go after all these other things. And they have this huge apparatus of hundreds of billions a year to, quote, fight terror. But meanwhile, in every case, it is our government. It is the black ops that control the government. It is these criminal elements of the government that we have on record that have committed more acts of terrorism against Western countries than 1,000 Al-Qaedas, even if you believe the official story. We'll be right back. I'll go out and see if the Secret Service is left during this break. Stay with me.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect to Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect to cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Yeah, this is definitely somebody trying to stir up trouble. It's somebody with an IP address in the Caribbean / Mexico. And they go on Infowars.com, and then they scream and yell and say they're going to shoot this person and that person, and then say, in the same comment, I'm being censored. You know what? We haven't really censored Infowars.com, the comments. What we do have is a spam filter. So let me give the spammers a little hint. when you're in there saying, I work for the Vatican, or I work for Israel, or I work for the Reptoids, or I work for Scientologists, or all the laundry list of bull, when you go and post in more than four articles in like 1 minute, it sees that as spam. Because, you know, we can't have the Viagra ads, and there's all these, they call them robots, or I guess spiders, that go out and spam it. And then you gripe about all of the spam that is throughout InfoWars.com. You're like, I don't like all the spam. And so we go, okay, we'll put a spam filter in there. And, oh, my gosh, you're censoring me, you bastard. Maybe we should just give everybody what they want and have it like most forums that do have a bunch of controls on it. You know, moderators watching what you post, all sorts of keyword filters. Maybe we'll actually give you what you want so you can say you're censored over and over again. I mean, I love these comments. I'm censored. He won't let me talk about how blood-sucking Jews are the seed of Satan, degenerate filth that need to be dealt with. And then you're allowed to say that on the website, saying you're being censored. No, you're just spamming it in every single story, and so the computer program doesn't know that you don't think what you're doing is spam. It sees it as spam. I don't have people to watch what's going on in the message board. I find out that you're in there, you know, saying you're going to kill me and kill John McCain and kill everybody else, and it's probably some dirtbag drug dealer in Mexico who works for the feds and who's trying to set us up. It's not going to work because we're transparent. Everything's out in the open here. Now, some of it's just fools, like the poor guy in Michigan was in freaking out on the message board going, the Secret Service just came up here. Well, you're on there saying you're going to fly airplanes into the Austin debate. You better believe the Secret Service is going to come out for that, especially if you do it on my website, bozos. I mean, if you do it on YouTube or MySpace where there's millions of threats every day, literally, I see them everywhere. There must be millions. You know, that's not being watched like a hawk. It's selectively enforced. We have little ne'er-do-wells who watch our site and look for anything to tattle on or report or try to make up to people. You wouldn't believe the stuff they do. By the way, that just encourages us. When people do that, it just gives me more energy. And it makes for good radio, too, to have the Secret Service, you know, they've left, by the way, here. It just makes for good radio. You know, lets you know that we're right here in the eye of the storm. So we will continue to read mainstream news articles, how the government nerve gasses its own troops and wanted to nerve gas troops in Australia. We will continue. Again, they nerve gassed our own troops here in the U.S., England, and other countries. Australia said no. Oh, by the way, there is a new phenomenon. Well, it's not really new, but it's getting worse. There are now people who are editing what I have to say about the open borders together to make it sound like I'm a raving lunatic racist. There are now people editing what I have to say because they're so desperate to try to discredit me. I was sent some clip last night where the guy shoddily edited me, where I was explaining that we cover the fact that the Vatican's calling for a new world order. We have constant guests on every few weeks talking about it. We also talk about how the Protestants are into all this masonry. But see, that they don't like that. We have to say Protestants are all good and perfect, and then the Catholics are the seed of Satan. And then so they lie and say that I work for the Vatican, which is asinine, with no proof of that, and then say I never exposed the Vatican when we've done it for years and sold books that talk about it for years and had guests on for years. And then I make the point of the people call it threatening me, saying you better interview me or I'm going to expose you as a Vatican assassin. And then they spin that and edit it together where it sounds like I'm saying, if I don't talk about the Vatican, I'll be exposed as a Jesuit. Taking what I said out of context. I mean, just incredible deception. These people are so intellectually bankrupt. They are so deceptive. They are such liars. But the sick thing is, most of them aren't even government agents. That's what I have to come to grips with. It's how sick our society is. They've committed through jealousy and envy of our effectiveness to lie about us. And so they've said so many lies, they have to continue to lie about us because they can't admit they're wrong and have lied about good people. It is just so incredible to see the deception.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Jason Burmess will be with us in 1 hour. He's done a full analysis, watched it several times, the BBC disinfo piece. And the reason it's important is we're going to analyze how they deceive, how they lie, how they spin, just adding more guilt to the BBC and, of course, to the criminal elements of the military-industrial complex, the global crime syndicate that staged the attacks. He'll just be with us for one segment. We have the head folks who are organizing the Ron Paul March that is now coming up in just 4 days. Want to make sure everybody who's in that area of the East Coast can make it there. He'll just be joining us for 15 minutes at the start of the next hour. Then the local Ron Paul meetup group, they're getting involved. They're not just, out campaigning for Ron Paul anymore. They're doing what I and many others have recommended. They're tackling police state, New World Order issues in their area. And the police chief, Ron Alzaveda, is taking a federal grant to forcibly, without real warrants, to take blood on the side of the road in the middle of the night with needles from U.S. citizens. Just absolute police state on steroids. And they're going down there to a police meeting tonight to, you know, get in his face through the First Amendment and let him know that we do not appreciate what they're up to. So we got three guests next hour. Then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us in the fourth hour. So in the first hour, I'm going to finish up on a bunch of news I've got to cover. Then we've got three guests in the second hour. Third hour, I'm going to have open phones and a bunch of other news, and I want to play a clip of the Declaration of Independence with a bunch of prominent actors reading, and I think it's pretty powerful. That's about 10 minutes long. Got a bunch of audio clips I want to play, so that'll be a key hour in that third hour, and then, of course, that fourth hour with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts as we see the Republic unraveling at an accelerated pace. He's an economist, an accomplished best-selling author, and we always enjoy having him on with us, so that is coming up, always informative and very interesting, coming up with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics. Since I got off on to how we're being attacked, I mean, we are under attack. We need people's support like never before. I don't like going through all the ways that I have been attacked in the past and how we're currently being attacked, but the background noise or the chatter, the white noise, the fog of InfoWar that the enemy is putting up is intensifying, which of course lets us know that we're over the target. We have vicious hit pieces on CNN against us. We have vicious hit pieces on the History Channel against us, on the Discovery Channel, on BBC, on Sky Television, on Russian TV. We have hit pieces against us in local news around the country. We have every major cable news show from CNN to MSNBC to Fox saying we need to be arrested, need to be killed, need to be murdered, need to be taken to secret camps and tortured. Truth Rising, by the way, covers all of that. It shows the world who we really are. I mean, it's getting really bad. We've got the news saying that we bombed the, with no evidence, saying we're probably behind, you know, the 9/11 Truth Movement is probably behind the bombing of the Navy, Army, Marine recruiting station, Air Force recruiting station, it's the Armed Forces recruiting station, Joint Armed Forces recruiting station in Times Square. We have congressional hearings demonizing architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, putting their website up with Al-Qaeda training videos saying this group's with Al-Qaeda. Saying they need to be, have their free speech restricted. I mean, folks, we are in the very front lines of the fight for liberty and freedom. The terrorists know we're exposing them. The terrorists know that we are exposing them and having a big effect and are effective. And so they are pulling out all of the stops against us right now. And they're also using weak-minded people in our own movement. Last week I read part of the declassified Army field manual on COINTELPRO and disinformation, what they use in Latin America and in Eastern Europe, Southern Europe, and into Western Europe, into Italy. And it said in there, go in, discredit groups, make everybody infight, say everybody are agents, discredit the main leaders of the resistance to your operations, say they work for us, you know, say they work for the government. You've got to, you know, discredit them, get your, and they did the same thing with the Black Panthers. When they were a peaceful group setting up soup kitchens, telling the black community to get off welfare, to stick together, to be successful, to not use drugs that the man was shipping in, they went in and took over some of their leaders, got them to become violent, scared the other ones into becoming, you know, combative, and that's how they provocateured it and shut them down. It's the same thing. You had peace groups out in California during the Vietnam War. This has been declassified. The FBI would take control of the groups with infighting and then get part of the group to go to a meeting. They would detonate a stick of dynamite in a swamp. They would have the news there to report on it. They would then arrest hundreds of peaceful people saying they were involved. We've caught them provocateuring red-handed in Seattle in 99, in 2007, in Canada, in Ottawa, and the surrounding areas with the police caught red-handed, admitting they were attacking the other cops, posing as anarchists. I mean, these are the tactics they use. And agents stick out like sore thumbs. They tell you we don't have hope. They tell you there's agents everywhere. They tell you we can't affect change. They tell you that it's all lost. They attack whoever is most effective. You see, this is how you tell who the agents are. They attack whoever's bearing the best fruit, whoever's waking people up, whoever's energizing people to fight, whoever's covering large amounts of topics and issues and saying, leaderless resistance, don't take orders from headquarters, move forward, be out in the light of day, be bold. No, they tell you hide in the bushes. They tell you don't speak out. They tell you don't be prominent. They tell you creep around. They tell you be afraid. See, everybody isn't agents. There aren't many agents. Okay? What they do is they put out this info on good people and then get other mockingbirds and other people to repeat what they're saying. And then the well-meaning people who don't have good discernment and who don't have a historical context who can't, judge people by their fruits, you know them by their fruits, they then get into a paranoia and then start destroying their own movement from within, and then it creates a culture of fear where people are afraid to get into movements for liberty. You understand? I mean, these cops stand out like sore thumbs, but then sadly, you see the disinfo agents come in, and then you see the weak-minded people who then carry the ball for them. And we're going to see more of this. The globalists are desperate. They're scared. The good news is the liberty movement has exploded so fast, the awakening to the fact that the government's totally bought and paid for by foreign interest and completely intellectually bankrupt is now apparent. The Drudge Report is now linking to a major scientific poll showing less than 10% of the population approves of anything Congress is doing. It was 11% the last time they did the poll 6 months ago. Dick Cheney had a 10% approval rating. Congress had an 11% approval rating. It's now a 9% approval rating. And you can be assured that if you study the science of polling, and I've commissioned some polls, I've interviewed a lot of pollsters, I've studied the science a bit. I don't call myself an expert, but I am no more than the general public, that when a lot of people, when they're called with a controversial question, will try to side with the status quo, or they won't want to rock the boat. And even if they hate the government, a good percentage will still say, no, I approve of it. That's why whenever you had 2.5 years ago a Scripps Howard News Service scientific poll showing 36% believe the government carried out the attacks, and then polls a few months after said 54% believe the government carried out the attacks, and 82, 83, 84 is what most of the polls keep coming up with, believing there's a cover-up of 9/11, Angus and Reed, CNN, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Mason Dixon, 82, 83, 84, 83, 83, 84, 84. There's just scores of polls showing that number now. Folks, you got to know that traditionally somebody calls up and says, do you think the government may be involved in the attacks or is covering it up? And to have even half of them, 54%, saying, yes, I do, historically, and I've had pollsters on the show that have agreed with this, top pollsters, you better believe that there's 25, 30% more conservatively who just went with the politically correct answer and didn't say what they really thought. You got to have angry people who are willing to tell a pollster on the telephone, yeah, I think the government's covering something up, or I think the government's involved, or I think the government blew up Building 7. So, folks, I mean, if we're getting between half and 80%, the polls vary widely, depending on how the questions are asked, but they're all over half now, you better believe it's at least 75% or so that are now believing it's an inside job, and the establishment's in trouble. But that isn't just evidence by polls. I've done thousands of radio interviews. And even in the early days, half the callers called in agreeing with me on shows that were attacking me. Radio shows that didn't agree with me. You would get around half the callers calling in and saying, well, they did carry out Oklahoma City, they did stage Gulf of Tonkin, they did attack the USS Liberty, and, Oklahoma City was an inside job. I agree with Mr. Jones. I think they at least let it happen, maybe more. This would be on Denver stations, L.A. stations, New York stations, where the host would be attacking me for 1, 2, 3 hour interviews sometimes. And I'm talking 6 months, a year after the attacks, half the callers agree. Then, about 4 years ago, 60, 70%. Now I go on shows, and 90% will call in and agree with me, and the host will flip out. The host will hang up on me, and then I'll go listen to them online, and they'll be taking call after call and say, I'm changing subjects. It's a full moon. You people are nuts. Why do all my listeners believe this crazy man? Well, most people have read that the U.S. government released biological, chemical weapons on the U.S. public hundreds of times and have killed tens of thousands of us declassified. Most people now know they staged the Gulf of Tonkin, the attack on those ships, to get us into Vietnam. That's now admitted. A lot of people read the Chicago Tribune earlier this year where they declassified and the NSA admitted, yes, Israel knowingly attacked the ship and tried to blame it on Egypt. And they have the communiques, and it's admitted now. All the debunking discredited. It's now come out in major papers that the Southern Poverty Law Center was basically running, you know, their, quote, informants were the heads of the Elohim City white supremacist compound. And all those supposed, you know, white supremacist lawyers and white supremacist Germans, they're feds, provocateurs, agent provocateur. But they don't just go out and infiltrate groups. They create them and then have one of their sheep-dipped special ops people who, in an affidavit, it's come out, Terry Nichols, yeah, he was special ops. Well, we already knew that separately. We got video of McVeigh at military bases. Got photos published right after the attacks, confirmed Camp Grouper in Oklahoma with the Ryder truck being loaded with fuel oil as a diversionary blast. I mean, they cooked these things at military bases. Cops flying over the base thought it looked weird and took a photo of it. Private Oklahoma detectives were flying, just, you know, amateur pilots, and said, my God, look, that looks weird. I'm taking a photo of that. They're loading fuel oil into that. I mean, you got cops 2 weeks before flying over as they're loading the truck who think it's interesting enough to take photos of it. That's in my film, America Destroyed by Design, released in 1997. Dangerous, murdering, cold-blooded, ruthless criminals run our society. They've hired high-tech, with their unlimited funds, they print the money, high-tech think tanks and scientific bureaus to come up with ways to lie to us and brainwash us and dumb us down and mesmerize us with a flicker rate on TV and socially dumb us down, hitting us from every angle. And we're here fighting this. We're here exposing this. We're here putting it all on the line. How could anyone judge the fruits of what I've done and what my listeners have done? 8 to 9. You get different numbers from different people, but 8/10 of the time, 9/10 of the time, 8, 9 out of 10 people. You talk to say, Alex Jones woke me up. 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 All my detractors, most of them aren't government agents. They're stupid. They were smart enough to figure out there was a new world order. They were smart enough to find my show and wake up. And the answer there for anyone who's attacking me is evident. I woke you up. I put you on the path to waking up to further things. But you weren't sophisticated enough to then not get suckered into COINTELPRO and to attack your daddy. But isn't that normal psychology, to attack the one that woke you up, to attack the one that started the wheels in motion to unlock your mind and to unlock your soul? But just because you have the discernment to know the government's corrupt and evil and hurting you, you don't have the discernment to realize that just because the mainstream media twists and spins, and most of them are just deceived, they're just mockingbirds, repeaters, repeating what they were told. They don't mean bad. They're caught up in the false paradigm. You're now doing that too, caught up in COINTELPRO. And I say this to you because it takes a lot to admit you're wrong. It takes a lot to admit when you've been conned and you've been manipulated, instead of further pigheadedly, because I know most of you aren't government agents that attack me, further pigheadedly manufacturing, editing me together, lying about what I do, misrepresenting what I've said or done. All of you. The Israel controls it all lobby, the people that say I'm a Scientologist when I'm not, the people that say I'm, God, they say it all. And the point is it doesn't hurt Alex Jones. You think Alex Jones cares what people say about him? Talking about myself in the third person. Think Bob Dole cares? Do you think I really care? When I went on air day one and said it was an inside job and I said it beforehand? Do you think, no, I don't care what people individually think of me, but I do care when you take new minds that have been unlocked and direct them off into distractions and diversions and things that don't matter. Folks, we don't have time to screw around anymore. We don't have time to fight with each other anymore. We don't have time to chase our tails anymore. It's all coming down now. We're going into a depression, all the evidence shows. We're staring World War III in the face. And we need everybody we can exposing the New World Order now. Not debating how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. We'll come back.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Well, we have a story for you, but you'll find it hard to believe. But before we get to it, let me say this. Mind-controlled people do not know they are mind-controlled. Deceived people do not know they are deceived. The story goes like this. The alien in your midst study your mind, your brain, and guess what they have found? You have two brains. Two brains. They have discovered one does one thing, the other another thing. And that's not all. That's not all there is to this story, bizarre as it may seem. They have developed a way to cause you to use only the one, or you might say one half of your brain they want you to use. Which half, and what does that half do in comparison to the other half? And how do they do it? How do they put you over on that half, and why? Well, that is quite a story, told at AnotherUntoldStory.com. Even if you only have, at this time, half a brain going for you, you will want to go to Another Untold Story and hear the whole story, the whole brainy story. It's in lecture form, and you'll learn how they do it, and how to undo it. It's quite a story. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
We are so close to fully discrediting the criminals that run our government. We're only one step away from educating a large segment of the population enough to save this country. That there is a shadow government operating, foreign multinational corporations, ruling roundtable directorates a planetary directorate, a supreme planetary directorate of elite families that are in control of our society. And we need to fully focus on defeating the North American Union, its transnafta highways that are to be used as corridors, control grids, taxation systems. We need to fully expose the fact that Iran is not developing biological weapons, it does not have nukes, as the media is again lying, the same media that lied about Iraq. We have the White House in Downing Street memos where they said they were going to lie. We have them premeditatedly lying. Both parties. We have to shatter the left-right paradigm. And back when I first started beating the drum of shattering the left-right paradigm 10 years ago, I mean, I would always say that the left and right were controlled by the same people, but I still kind of leaned towards the Republicans. I had to deprogram myself. I had to admit I was wrong. And that I was wrong about the Republicans being the lesser of two evils. Can you, Democrats, admit you were wrong? I mean, look at how Obama is tailor-made for you. He's got all this Marxist-Leninist connection. That makes the liberals happy, some of them. And then that enrages the right wing, who hates McCain and knows that he's not a true conservative. But now they will throw their weight behind him because Barack Obama, not only is he black and there's some lingering racism, but there's also the fact that he really does have horrible socialist policies that make the socialist policies of McCain look good. It's all tailor-made to bring you back into the left-right paradigm. Barack Obama, I've heard the internationalists say on the news and on Meet the Press and on NPR, he's great because he brings people back into the system. He brings people back to the table, back together. No, it's good that the government's discredited. It's good. The founding fathers, the British, only had a minority of 25% that hated them. There were studies and reports and public opinion at the time. It was only about 4% of them that actually fought back. But we made this country. A minority didn't like British rule. A minority didn't like being slaves. But they were can-do people. Well, we have the majority now, 91% in major polls. It's out today. I'm going to go over it later. 91%. They now have single-digit support in the Congress, first time ever. Both parties? Well, of course, you got 90-plus percent don't want open borders. Both parties are for it. You got 80-plus percent don't want the war. Both parties are for it. You got 75-plus percent against gun control. Both parties are for it. You've got 90-plus percent in every poll that there's too much federal control locally. The government, both parties ignore it. Think how far we've come. I mean, just since I started beating on this and you started beating on this, it wasn't a dead horse. Now, they've gone where in the past you'd have one party with 45% approval rating, the other with 55% or so. It'd be the in party, they'd be the out party. People blame one part or the other. They now get it. For the first time ever, it isn't just both parties have negative approval ratings. They're all hated. They've got 9% of people that support them. The government is kaput. It's illegitimate. It's bankrupt. It's criminal. We are winning. Do you understand that? We should have good attitudes and realize that we're on the march. The empire's on the run. And we'll come right back right now with folks that are fighting back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.